Title: Day 2 Notes from the 44th Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. Content: J.P. Morgan continues to surprise us at lunch, with the mayor of San Francisco sharing on Monday an update on recent improvements in the city. Then on Tuesday at the Grand Ballroom lunch, it was the first episode of my favorite new sitcom Everyone But Abe, you know, the one where for the first time ever, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the 17th administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, flies out to the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference with almost his entire senior staff, the folks who actually run Medicare and Medicaid, except for Abe Sutton, the director of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, CMMI. The audience was treated to a whirlwind tour of CMS's accomplishments over the past year, a hearty dose of MAHA perspective and compliments for President Trump. The estimated number of the people impacted by ACA and Medicaid changes is projected by CMS to be only 800,000 people, and repeated asks by Dr. Oz as to whether Abe Sutton was actually hiding somewhere in the ballroom. He was still in Washington, coming back from parental leave. Dr. Oz also said that President Trump saved the Medicaid program, which otherwise would have expired as a result of its ever-increasing cost. Let's contrast that with a new Commonwealth Fund study estimating that, if Medicaid mandatory work requirements are imposed as legislated, U.S. hospitals' annual operating margins will drop in 2027 by 12.5% to 14.2%. Keep in mind that we heard at the conference separately today that many hospitals among the roughly half of U.S. hospitals that actually are profitable this year operate only at a 2% to 3% margin post-COVID. Doing the math, that would put these hospitals, if the estimates are correct, underwater with margins roughly negative 10% to 12%. And that is before any further impact from ACA subsidy expiration or possible site neutrality or 340B program changes. Dr. Oz made it very clear that the Trump administration will be going after what he described as high levels of fraud at the state level, such as in Minnesota and California, and suggested these monies could be made available to fund hospitals and healthcare, though no structure was shared for such funding. He also said that states would no longer be able to artificially inflate their Medicaid dollars owed by the federal government through sophisticated approaches like provider taxes. According to CMS, funding responsibilities should remain within states, meaning Oklahoma should not have to fund California. Here are some other key takeaways of substance. CMS is going to go slow now to later go fast on Medicare Advantage. Rather than act precipitously, CMS is taking time to study Medicare Advantage and consider new policies that will address the loss of faith in Medicare Advantage and the way in which some companies have taken advantage of the system. So, based on the comments shared by CMS, it is unlikely that we will see material MA changes that would affect 2026 or 2027. But there may be significant changes that could affect future years. Dr. Oz said CMS wants to get the new policies right the first time, as it's important in the view of Chris Klomp, the new head of Medicare, to create stability and predictability for Medicare Advantage. The November 2025 CMS request for information on how to improve and modernize Medicare Advantage kicked off that reevaluation process. Response deadline for the RFI is January 26, 2026. CMS leadership reaffirmed their commitment to risk and value-based reimbursement models, effusively praising the new CMMI access model for technology-enabled chronic disease management and the lead model ACO program starting in 2027. Wiser will test new prior authorization requirements for original Medicare. And no, Abe Sutton still wasn't there to receive the praise heaped on by Dr. Oz. Revenue Cycle Management and AI. Today was Revenue Cycle Management Day at the conference, with Ensemble and Smarter Technologies both presenting. Some common takeaways were evident. AI is transforming revenue cycle management, RCM, with Smarter Technologies reporting not only reductions in costs through AI, but increased revenue for client hospitals in the range of 40 to 80 basis points. If the smaller hospital system post-COVID operating margin is now in the 2 to 3% range, assuming they are making money, which half are not, then added revenue in that range could add